without Rish. The whole process of description of Chanutz Pesucho we discussed at that time says that this is given the picture of the world from Rav Akiva's high level of the Minas Adin level, right? Person who relates to things on the purest pure, right? On the highest. Right? What's the punchline? We'll discuss it next week, but just let's get the proper perspective of the middle part of the Mishnah. You have to hear the last words of the Mishnah. The last Mishnah of the Mishnah is the Chovos Hukam Nesuda. That's totally missing. That's right in the middle. We have Yesh Damashi Yismuchu Vadin Din Emes. Then Vakom Hukam Nesuda. Chovos Hukam Nesuda. However you're going to learn, however you understand, on whichever level you're talking about, but you're talking about the highest levels of Sechar, the pinnacles of Sechar. Where'd that come in? Make another Mishnah if you want to talk about Sechar. This is a Hainish Mishnah. This is a Din Mishnah. What's that all about? We'll only start this week and we'll discuss it clearer next week. We'll start within the subject of the Gaboyim and this reaction. The Pasuk tells us, V'yadata ki kasher yaseh oves b'noi kach Hashem l'kach b'nisra. The Pasuk tells us that we have a chiyuv basically says it has to know that when a person receives Yisurim, he cannot look at it in Oynish, just like a Mishtara, a Melech. A Melech gives punishment, a Bezdin gives punishment. In Mechal Shabbos, the Skila. Do this, Reif. If this, then that. Where the punchline is, there's a wrong here, and there's a punishment that is a resultant of that wrong. Atka, that's where it ends. That is the type of punishment that ends this punishment. It starts this punishment, ends this punishment, that's the whole story, punishment. Okay? If you don't want to get involved in this story, don't do against the rules. Right? But if you do the rules, so then the policeman comes, and they take you to court, and they judge you, and then the end is that you pay the price. So you've gone off with Leah. You did this, you get that, finish, that's the end of the story. That's where it starts, that's where it ends, that's the end. The merechet of din, of a bezdin, of a melech, of all mahalchi mishpot tachtoinim, end as punishment. That's the end of the story. The one exception to the punishment rule, where it doesn't start as einish, and then end is on, is the way a father punishes a child. It's described in Pasuk Yikli Mishlei here. Ahava musteras v'toychachas magula. Another Pasuk in Mishlei, okay, choshech shifto esin yiblur, which understand the reverse, a person who has a proper love for his child will express that love in punishment as is necessary. But what we have here is an inside layer and an outside layer. The outside layer looks exactly the same punishment as every other form of punishment, as a court. You did this, then that. That's it. If this, then that. Bang on the head. You did this wrong, so you get that. That's it. By a father, just as when the father gives the child his needs, physical needs, emotional needs, financial needs, there's an expression of connection and love, so too, and not less, the expression of punishment in father form is a direct, proper, necessary expression of love of a father, assuming that we're dealing with a child and a child is imperfect. Every child is imperfect, right, has to have a father who will love him sufficiently to punish him as is necessary to bring out his benefit. One of the necessary expressions of love, since a child is imperfect, is that there should be this mahalach also. But what's taking place on the surface is punishment. Right? Crime and punishment. On the inner level, what's taking place is a relationship, a form of connection of father and son. Just to be able to leave us with some type of a completion for today, we'll add to Zenta's next week and Glean, and I'll explain that. Since we're dealing with a father punishment, the way a person receives a punishment from a court has really no direct interaction. It's totally not involved, doesn't relate b'chlal to the way the action of the court or of the melech with the shlichim to do their job. There's a need for seder, there's a need for punishment, there's a need for law and order. So if this, then that. Finished. Go home. Court goes home. You did like it, you didn't like it, you scream, you curse. That's your problem. Right? It's totally unrelated to the process of delivering the punishment. Because the punishment and the reaction have no connection whatsoever. In the process of delivering the punishment of a child to a child from a father, the process, the way the child receives the punishment, is extremely important determinant to what degree what took place here was a relationship. If there's proper, well, father, he first starts in the father, in the physical father, it starts from the father. A father can forget himself and not be a father and give punishment out of anger. And that's a melech or a bezdin. I don't know. So vada, it starts with proper form of giving the punishment from the father. But in our subject, we don't have that problem. Right. Whether the punishment will be a punishment of connection, of relationship, or a punishment of disrelationship, that's dependent on acceptance. So the giving of the punishment itself, whether it's a punishment of relationship, or we'll call it punishment of love, or it's a punishment of relationship, a punishment of love and relationship, or a punishment that was received as oinish and vesulo, that's dependent on how it was received. So the two go together. The moshel neuro of Akiva, of using words that are talking about the way the punishment is given in a way that everybody understands, that the papoil that we're talking about is how it's received, is the nifloyest of how the Rekiva gave us over this concept, that when I'm talking about the giving of the punishment, I'm talking about the giving of a punishment for the purpose of a relationship of connection. And the way that it's received is an intrinsic, most intrinsic part of determining what level of relationship there is here. If it's received this way, then what happened here was a simple. It hurt. And if it didn't, then poshut, like Nevinian says, if it's received this way, then we're dealing with Gan Eden. And if we see it this way, then we're dealing with again the same thing, the same story. We'll hold it here next week. We're in the middle of a sentence here. We got as far as the first half. We had some understanding of the Gaboyim Shemachzim Tom Chol Yoyim. And now we would like to understand v'nefroim men l'daitoi v'shaloi l'daitoi. Nefroim men l'daitoi v'shaloi l'daitoi. What is this all about? So, one thing that it's not all about, that's clear. It doesn't have to tell us that they don't ask you first. That's not what it's all about. Right? A daito or loy l'daitoi doesn't mean whether they ask you first or not. They don't ask. So what's l'daita and shalai l'daita? It's bal kocha. We're talking about something that's happened to a person whether they like it or not. They don't ask you. If they ask you, it says, no, it's not going to help.
So if you realize what's going on.
Well, so this is talking about how a person reacts when something happens. Right? That would be the pshat, the understanding of the pshat, right? So let me ask you. You all speak Hebrew, right? Is that the way you say it? Zenachon?
What were you trying to say?
That's not the right thing. It's not said right. Do you want to say it right? Say it. What do you want to say? Let me see. The words, the translation of the words. I took out my Hebrew English dictionary. And it says Nefroyim, if I tell somebody that I'm Nefroyim from you, Medaito Shaloi Medaito. What would be? That would be like if a person owes money. And you say, well, what about the money you owe me? He says, oh, sure, here it is. Right? That would be Medaito. Right? I said, what about the money I owe you? I don't owe you any money. Get the police, get the court, pump them up, force them to pay. That's Shalom Yadaita. That would be Nefroyim and Shalom Yadaita. The payment itself, we're talking about what the Geboyim are doing. The Geboyim are Magzirin, Tovu B'chol Yom and Nefroyim. So the words would say that they go about their activities, right? Whether you like it or not. That would be the words.
Right.
But there's a problem with that. That's bullshit. That's not what it means. That's what you just said before. When I threw it out the first time, everybody said, right. That's not what the words. The problem is that's what the words say.
That's what? It's not what the words say.
It is what the words
say. It is what the words say.
Well, it is what the words say.
But it's bullshit. You ask anybody, is that what it means? No, it's bullshit. That's not what it means. Right? Because that's, I mean, what are you talking about? We're talking about amakla, for example. Let's talk about amakla. Let's talk about amakla.
I missed the whole thing
here. There are two possibilities. How a person understands the words of Nefroyim Medaito Shalom Medaito. Right? One we will understand from the words, one we understand from the idea. And the problem is that we're not, one doesn't meet the other. The idea, if somebody would ask you, right, what's it talking about over here? The Bunishan brings to the Philippines a tornado. Right? Just for an example, right? It's not, you know, we'll talk in the Philippines, right? What brings in the Philippines a tornado? Ben l'daito, ben shalai daito. What does that mean? That they ask you first, you know, what about the tornado? Right? No tornado. That doesn't make sense, right? If we would use these words about a person who owes a chov to somebody, right? In the moshul, what would it mean? It would mean, medaito shalom medaito means, first you go off to him, and you say, listen, I'm a gabbai, and there's a shtar chov here, what about the chov? So medaito would mean, oh, yeah, well, I signed that, I owe that right here. Here's payment, right? What does shalom medaito mean? Shalom medaito means that the fellow says, don't want to pay, don't owe it, whatever it is, right? What's whatever taina that he has, that he doesn't want to pay. And shalom medaito means, Balkor, they force it. They get the police, they get the court, they get whatever is necessary, sticks, you know, whatever is necessary to get the guy to pay. Take it by force. No, that's how you. That's called medaito shalom medaito. You force him, right? Or he did it willingly. That would be what the words would mean in the marshal. But in the nimshal, that doesn't go. In the marshal, so you would hear clear. That's what it means. It means that you ask him. And sometimes he says, oh yeah, I'm responsible for you, take it, right? Take what I owe. And shalom medaito means that he didn't go along willingly, he had to be forced. That's what the words would mean in the moshul.
in the name Shul.
That's why it started that way.
Right? I threw it out. Oh, yeah, everybody agreed. It can't mean that. That doesn't make any sense.
Because the geboim that the Rebbeinu Shalom has, like natural disasters and machlois, and, right? It doesn't make any sense to say. You're not telling me anything. You say that the Rebbeinu Shalom sent a tornado without asking you first. Or sore throat. I mean, there's not really any basic difference between a tornado and sore throat. Not any major difference. What? So what's this medayi toshalim? So what did everybody say right away? Right? Everybody said, "Oh, you know what it means? It means how you accept it." Beautiful, beautiful understanding of the nimshel, right? But then the moshul is wrong.
Yeah. It's got to be that the word means what it means, and we just chickened out fast.
What? The moshul is a chanut. The boyim coming to pay up the what you owe the chanut. Right? That's the moshul. So in the moshul, the way the words read, in the moshul, what it means is collecting agency shows up.
Take it whether you know it or not.
Pay. Somebody died to me and says, "Okay, I owe you. Fine, here. Take what I owe you. Write your check."
That was the first pshat. And the second pshat.
That is the pshat that fits according to the moshul and according to the words.
Yeah.
But when you go to the nimshul, right, and we go from that moshul to the nimshul, everybody says, "Oh, that doesn't make any sense. Can't use that moshul for the nimshul." So what does it mean? If you read the mishnah quickly and you go fly from the moshul to the nimshul without checking it out,
so what's the name?
So then you say, "Oh, you know what it means? It means if you take it properly, you don't take it properly."
Or with his knowledge.
What?
With his knowledge.
What do you mean with his knowledge? He knows that he was hit by a tornado, he doesn't know
right.
He was hit by a
tornado. You're always getting your serum if you recognize them for your serum or not.
So what do you mean you recognize? You knew that you were hit by a sledgehammer or you didn't realize it?
No, you know.
Right, exactly. You know that you were hit by a sledgehammer, but you didn't know that the sledgehammer was held by an employee.
Oh,
you know. So obviously, you know, you're hit by a sledgehammer. The thing you know is that you're paying back now. That's what the madatz is. You either know that you're paying back a hold, or you don't know that as you're getting hit, you don't realize you're paying back a hold. That's the madatz.
Awesome.
I hear it. That's not bad. That's getting closer. But I'm not yet happy with it. I like a moshul, a chazal. A moshul, a chazal has to be right. Because if it's not right, if I have to say pshetla after the moshul, so then the moshul didn't do me any good, it did me bad. If after the moshul didn't help me understand, but it got in my way, I have to say, well, even though the moshul says like that, really what it means is like this. So don't say the moshul in the first place. Right? That's one of the basic rules of a moshul, that if they're not going to help, then they have no business being there, because they only just to help. That's their own doubts. Right? There's no reason to say things poetically. If you want to say something, say it. Right? If the moshul's tachlis is to give us a handle on something that's very difficult to say straight. So here, again, we have a case where if to say it straight is very easy. Ask any startup mashkiach and he'll give you a shmuz on it. Right? There's no problem. It's a very basic idea. But if you get yisurim, right? If you get yisurim, so you have to take it right. You have to know that it's coming for a reason. You have to know that the banishim gave it to you. Right? And you shouldn't be bullied with yisurim. That's the basic idea. Well, that's not the right way of saying it. Right? Yeah, you're right, that if somebody said these words, and we know that's all he meant to say, then we're going to have to fend for, well, it's not an exact mushroom, but even though that's what you might get confused by the words, but don't get confused, and what it really means is a basic, simple idea that everybody understood the first
time. We're not talking about the sledgehammer kind of strength. That doesn't happen to you every day. We're talking about the putting your hand in the pocket type of thing.
We're talking about everything. We're talking about everything from tornadoes to putting your hand in the pocket. Everything.
But you don't get hit
including
by
tornadoes
every day.
Including me, sir.
Of course. We're talking about the kind of thing that happens to you every day from the...
Including me, sir.
I'm just saying positive.
Everything.
We're talking about they're doing the same thing to you every day. How many times can they kill you? Only once. So, but that's not what this thing is
saying. The Goboyim and Mazim told the whole Yom.
Yes.
And what are they, right? So they have a whole process. They have a whole, it includes everything. This is, there's no meat over here. It's inclusive of the whole Hidden Kapoor. The whole system. What?
Not talking about.
It's talking about Shmoy Yisurim also. But that's not the subject. Right? There's a basic system that the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Right? There's a basic system that the Mishnah is coming to teach us. And the Mishnah is telling us a tremendous chiddush
that the way of understanding the what it means, the proper receiving of Yisurin, improper receiving of Yisurin, is whether you Nefroyim Midaito or Yisholim Midaito. If it's talking about what do you do after it happened to you, so that's the second subject. And if it's talking about that you're taking part in forming what type of a process was this collection done in, it was it done in a collection in this form or that form, that's not right. That's for sure it was done Shalem B'day. So
why are they coming after you every day? It should be at least 30 days.
Yeah, we spoke about last time.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. What, you were here?
Yeah,
yeah. We spoke about last time that the idea of Mahzirim B'chol Yom is that we get it piecemeal so that we can live through it.
No, I understood, but there's usually time for halva. It's not Minyad.
It doesn't mean Mahzirim Tovim B'chol Yom doesn't mean the next day.
Oh,
it's a constant process. Right? It's a constant process.
Means that that also means you understand what you did to deserve this. That's what that means. Whereas Shalomidan means you don't understand what you did.
That's a very good next step, which explains the question clearer. You're right, halfway, that the pshat, that's what the Rishonim say, that is the pshat. This Mishnah is telling us that there are two possibilities, there are three. Right? There's midaitoi, which we'll describe what that means, which is the positive one. Right? And there's the shalom midaitoi, that's the dangerous one. And in the dangerous one, there's two ways you can go about it. The wrong way, and then that's bad news. And the right way, and then it's not so bad news. Right? So those are the three possibilities that there are in how a person reacts to the meeting up with the Gaboy. Right? There's Medaitoi, and Shalom Medaitoi, and Medaitoi is for sure good. And Shalom Medaitoi, well, it depends exactly what he did when Shalom Medaitoi. But that's true. Structurally, you're right, that is the pshat. What Medaitoi means, first and foremost, means that you relate the collection to the Chof. Right? Medaitoi means that you relate the collection to the Chof. Right, in the marshal, you bought milk, bread, diapers, right? And now you're getting this. You say, well, I owe this money for the diapers, not for the milk. That's what you're saying. That would be the marshal. So the daita means that I have a whole bunch of chayvus, right? Or I have different possibilities why theoretically somebody could pay a chanut. And I'm paying diapers, not milk. Right? I'm paying this avair, not that avair. I can relate. I'm getting this because of that. Right? One second. Okay. So this kasha was I brought out just to confuse the enemy. Right, this is one of those questions.
What?
No, it is a pshat. I'll explain the emes and as much that we can understand in a minute. But let's go about it step by step. First of all, we'll understand what it is that the Rishonim explain to us what the Yisrael that says here, and then we'll understand it properly in a way that we'll understand that the Mishnah worded it exactly, beautifully perfect, that it really told us a very deep idea in very simple words, and it's really unbelievable how Mishnah work. Mamish amazing. We'd have to write a book, give a shiur for an hour, to say this concept, not in this form. To give the idea of proper acceptance of Yisrael, improper acceptance of Yisrael, right. That's a very faceted idea, but the idea itself is a pretty simple, straightforward idea, right? Giving us the understanding behind it, why, and all of that. So I and all the different Muslim, right? Now the Kiva here in this mission wants to deliver us a specific message, and he gave us over this idea in a way of calling it that the Gaboyim Magzim B'chol Yoyim Midaito Shalei Daito. Okay, so let's take it step by step. First of all, what does it mean? What does it mean, Daita Shalei Daita? Then we'll understand how it goes back to the Moshul, and what the Moshul gives us the proper understanding of how to look at the Mishnah. Okay? That's the job of the Moshul. So first, we'll go around the circle. First, we'll look at the Mishnah, then we'll look at the Moshul, and then we'll see how the Moshul gives us the proper understanding of the Mishnah. Okay? Very simple. The Mishnah, Rishayim Seo, based on Gemma Ben Yehina, I won't read it inside because of the late hour, But the basic, I ain't sure, the basic idea is like this. That if a person has Yisurim, and a person realizes he remembers the Aveira that relates Mita Keneged Mita to this Yisurim that's coming upon him, and he recognizes that this is Hashgacha Pratis of the interact, the resultant. If this, then that. You did this, Mita Keneged Mita, you do that. And he realizes the relationship of the taking from the Chanut to the Geboyim that are coming from the Seer. He connects it up. Okay. What happens? What's so good about that? So that's a nice exercise in Emunah. It's a nice exercise in seeing Hashgacha Pratis B'Chush. Right? But what's so specially good about it? Does it do something in the Etzem Yisurim? Is it a different type of receiving Yisurim? So the Rebbeinu, and I'll just read this, put the punchline. V'asherov, somebody is fortunate, happy, wonderful is the situation of the person who receives things this way. Why? Let's take it slowly. Right? So step number one, that the goodness about recognizing that what's going on, you have, you're in touch, you relate it directly back to where it's coming from, is that if a person receives the Yisurim in such a form, he's a very fortunate person, because there will be two resultants. Right? It'll cause him to do two things. Number one, be matzdikal of a sedim. Number two is will be choizei b'tshuva. And number three is mischapa le'ovin. That's the result of the first one, right? That's what the Rebbeinu tells us. That's what it means midaita. Facts. How does it mean midaita? We'll see in a minute, right? But that's the nimshal. The nimshal is that a person recognizes what's going on, and therefore, what's good about it? Right? What's good about it is that therefore, he's matzakadin choizei b'tshuva mischapa le'ovin. That's the best. The worst, Shaloi Midaita. The Ben Yonah gives us the other extreme. Other Rishonim gives us the middle way. The Ben Yonah gives us the other extreme. He says if a person can't relate, doesn't chap with God, and his reaction is, where'd that come from? His reaction is that he has a problem. He has a question. He's got a problem. Why does it happen to me? Why did it happen to him? I daven, he davens. I learn, he learns. Why did it happen to me? Not to him. I'm not the biggest tzaddik in the world, but he's not the biggest tzaddik in the world. But it doesn't happen to everybody. It happened to me. Not to him. This could be on the biggest thing. It could be on the littlest thing. It could be on the littlest thing. So what happens when a person gets into that type of, we'll call it, Mislaining. He's like the Pasha of us, the Mislaining. We spoke about it. You went out of Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsu, we spoke about it. There's no water. There's no water. There's Yisurim that the person is structured such that he says that doesn't fit reality the way he sees it should be. The reality and the way he sees reality should be don't jive. And therefore he's in Mitzlaining. State. That's his state of affairs. Will that get him? That's not going to get him very far. That's going to get him very far in the wrong direction. They say, Tzadik menachnu v'lo yichotonu v'lo m'lo naro agadoy la'azois. They're left with a problem. V'yimusu v'lo yichu and die without you. Now the Rebbeinu really takes out the sledgehammers and these unfortunate souls had it. But Elohim loisomus ki yeshiu hadin v'tzdiku atzmon oil lehem oil lepigreim ki poshu v'gufam. He really right? This is like wipe out, you know, bad, bad, the worst. And here the Rabbeinu Yonah is Meram, as other Rishonim give it to us, clear that there is a middle way. Even if a person is not up to the level of Asher, that he was Zoicha to be Yoidei, and that will bring him to the Tshuva, to Tzidkus Hadin, and Kavaras Olam. But he didn't have to fall into this. There's a middle way.
It's
a Hoyoloi Lakshoif. Number one, interesting starting point. Right? Interesting starting point. He says the number one starting point is not that the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't do din below. That's, we would have thought that that's where you should start from. Rebbeinu Shem says no. The place where you start from is not, if the Rebbeinu Shem did it, it must be that you had it coming to you. Yeah, start the other way. The worst thing is Lo Chatosi. That's the first thing you got to deal with. First deal with that. The Rebbeinu Shalom second, you first. That you thought tzaddikim and v'lo yichatonu, that's the problem. So that's what we got to deal with first. That you can't. That's the worst. Okay. That's the worst of all. The first thing is that you have to l'shitoscho. You can't think of anything you ever did wrong from the time you were born. Right? Nothing relates to what happened to you. This is something totally unexpected, uncalled for, and you get up there, you're going to have a word with the Bohemian about this. Right? It's, the first thing is calm down. Calm down. Take it easy. 1 second. Let's get straight. That's starting point. V'im nifroi mehem shaloi ledai toi. V'emuna him oisi. Now, comes the second point. He says, and once a person has been through this, so then he says, well, if they're hitting it to me, and it's shalei l'daito, I wasn't zoicha to understand. Mm-hmm. Right? I didn't get it.
Not yidiyah, it's emunah.
What?
It's not yidiyah, but it's emunah.
Right? The first part has to be yidiyah. The second part is emunah. Right? Now, I turn to, and the Rebbeinu Shalom has his gebuyim, sent his gebuyim. The Gaboyim, if the Rebbeinu Shem sent them, they didn't come on their own, right? If the Rebbeinu Shem sent them, then there must be good reason for it. I don't know, I don't understand. Right? But I have a problem with that. Right? If it came, then the moon is. It gives us a moshel. We didn't have enough moshel. Rebbeinu gives us a moshel, yeah. Moshel the melech shalom ala avdoi. He told his shliach, his eved, go and get a mashkin from somebody that he gave him a loan. And now the melech wants that he should take a mashkin. And the person forgot the choif. He forgot all about it. It's been years. The melech never reminded him about it. He forgot about it. Crossed it off the list. Stone the melech forgot about it. Just like, I'm going to forget about it. Fixed it off the list, and that's it, gone, right? And then all of a sudden, Mr. Soldier knocks on the door, and he starts taking away the sewing track, and he says, table and chairs. And what's this all about? Ain't it zoichas achoif?
What
do you say? Well,
why are
you saying? Why is the mill taking a mask? What? In this, when a person is in a situation where he doesn't remember the whole, this is shalei l'daita. Now, what is he going to do? That's totally a libo. If his libo is a leiv b'emuna, he'll take it one. And if his leiv is not a leiv b'emuna, he'll take the other. Kach mishnifroim in min hashemayim shalei l'daita. Al kasha zoicha sechoi. An interesting point, right? Benny gave us a little bit of a turnaround. Until now, you're supposed to know. That's the mind. And if you didn't know, so you better watch out. You're in danger. You may fall into the Gehenim that he described over here. So, make sure. Remember, it's Hag Ba'or, it's Matz Tikis Adin.
says no. Lo yodim is in the soin of amuna. It's most of the leif, it's baidik aleif. Yodim. So that I had a chayv, and I owe them money, and the melech sent to pick up the chayv, and push. In a most of the leif, I call kach.
What?
It's not much nesoyin there. So it's ashrei, that's the ashrei there. Everything's great, it's smooth. Everything's gewaldic, it's the best. Right? It has the tremendous, the resultants are very excellent. And he's safe. The ma'ilav and the soyin bring out the emunah. There's not that much emunah involved over here. Somebody would have thought until now that the person that was medaita, oh, he's the big maimon, and the shloim medaita, this person not a maimon, that's why he's in tzoros. Then he says, no, that's not necessarily the case. Could be for many other reasons. That he remembers the chayv, and this one didn't remember the chayv.
That isn't a function of the
time? Not necessarily. It may be a function of time. It may be a function of the other, of the greatness, the large. What quality and special occurrence it was, this particular thing. A person who had a particular one ma'aseh, he's always perfect, and only one time he did something in a particular area that was not the way it should be. Right? They'll remember it easier. Something that was really yitzim in a klal would be easier to remember. Things that were dosh be'akevav, like the Torah says in Akev. Right? Those are the dangerous ones. We don't recognize it while we're doing it. We don't recognize it when we get paid for it. That's the way it is. But it isn't the way it is. And then they come and they bang you over the head. I once spoke to a Yehuda Pater. I hold that it has to be repeated. I think I said it here also. Well, how do you understand the Shoah? People in Mechal Shabbos, right? Mechal Shabbos is very, very serious business. Do you know how serious? Right? Take out Parshas Kisafa and he'll tell you. You know how serious Kfir is? You know how serious Reform and Conservative is? You know what Reform and Conservative is? Reform and Conservative is Shoah, that's what it is. This equals that. Take out the Pesukim and Chumash, yeah? And every kid in third grade knows that. What are you going to talk about? What are you surprised about? That equals that. Why did the tzaddikim offer? Well, that needs more explanation. But the basics are just, take out your chumash and read it. It's all there. It's all there. There's nothing. So there's nothing hidden. It's all there. Tough. Here we have the nimshal, right? We have the nimshal. I'll get to you quickly because we had special timing problems today. Things don't always go exactly the timing that we expect. Yeah, surprises. Many types and forms, which always have good surprises. Important to even. The Chloe the Yisoid is like this. But we'll have to finish the idea next week when we finish the Mishnah B'li Neveh.